Good afternoon. This week, Parshas Vayelech, Shabbat Shuva. I'm sure he's very busy getting ready and for Yom Kippurim, in the middle of Aseret Yemei Tshuva now. So just a few brief thoughts. Moshe Rabbeinu, his life is coming to an end, and he realizes that he needs to transfer the leadership to Yehoshua. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lo cha, let's say Shlavo, he says, hey, sounds like he's saying, I'm old, I can't do this anymore. No, enough is enough. I can't continue. And Rashi comments, Shelo yikshe mimash amar lo kasa inav lo nas lecho. Rashi says that Rashi tries to explain that you shouldn't be bothered by the fact that he says that his strength hasn't dwindled. So what does it mean he can't do it anymore? So the explanation seems to be that the Iman Yisrael, somebody who's a leader, somebody who's Moser Nefesh on behalf of Klal Yisrael, has a special Siyat Dishmaya, has help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's not leading on his own. And therefore, the strength that he has goes beyond what he naturally would be able to do, and he's able to accomplish even more. So, through his own natural abilities, there's no way that Moshe Rabbeinu would be able to lead Klal Yisrael. How could one person possibly have the burden of the entire nation on his shoulders the way Moshe Rabbeinu did? It was only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was helping him along and gave him the strength that he was able to do it. So Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't that cause Sa'ino of Nas Lecha, it wasn't that he didn't physically have the strength anymore, that his strength had diminished so much that he wasn't able to do it anymore. But once it was determined that he needed to pass on the leadership, then he didn't have the Siyata Dishmaya anymore. So he had all he was left to was his own kocho. So lo uchal hatzeis. So even though he's not an old man in terms of being, in terms of his weakness, that he physical strength, but once HaKadosh Baruch Hu had decided that it needed to be transferred to Yehoshua, so then he didn't have that Siyata Dishmaya to help him anymore. And that's the perspective, that's the difference in the lo uchal hatzeis v'lavom versus the Lonas Lecho later on. So Moshe says in that same pasuk, right, Ben Me'aves Shim Shana Anochi Hayom, that I am 120 today. And the Yushalmi comments, B'zayin Ba'adar, very famously, B'zayin Ba'adar, no lad Moshe, B'zayin Ba'adar, Meis Moshe. And that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, and he died on Zayin Adar. V'lama Meis B'zayin. Why did he have to die on the 7th of Adar? The time had come for Yehoshua's leadership to take over. He couldn't be around anymore. There was no way that Yehoshua's leadership would be able to begin while Moshe Rabbeinu was still alive. And the question is asked, quoted in the Motzi Shel Rav, he asks, how come, what does that mean that when Yishalmi asks, Lama Meis B'Zayin, why did he die on the 7th? The answer is because that's the end of his 120 years. I'm 120. That's as much as I'm going to live. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Memalish Nosef Shel Tzadik. The Kadosh Baruch Hu finishes up the time of the Tzadik, so he's able to live for the full 120 years. So what kind of question is the Yerushalmi then asking, V'lama Meis B'Zayin, why did he die in Zion? To which it answers, because the time for Yehoshua's leadership had begun. So the Marsha asks another question. The Marsha asks, he doesn't understand. The Gemara tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Memalish Shnosav Shel. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is Memalish Shnosav Shel Tzadikim. That Kadosh Baruch Hu fills the days of Tzadikim Yom Liyom from day to day. So the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu died in Zayin Adar is because, I'm sorry, he said, well, how come Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar? Really, Moshe Rabbeinu should have died on Vav Adar. Zayin Adar really is the beginning of the 121st year. So really, it should have been that Moshe Rabbeinu, again, sometimes when we refer to it, I think we think that if a person died, you know, that a tzaddik dies on the same day that he was born. But that's not exactly how Chazal say. Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills up, to live out their years. Living out the years would only bring him to Vav Adar, not to Zion. He's already begun his 121st year. So So there are those that answer based on based this question of the Marsha based on Tosfos at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah says that the first 30 days of the next year are still considered to be part on a certain level, are still connected to the previous year. And therefore, if Moshe Rabbeinu dies and it's still afterwards, it still is considered to be as if he lived 120 years. If that's the case, so then how come Moshe Rabbeinu didn't live until 29 days into the next month? Right, it's still connected to the previous year. So that was the question that Yerushalmi asked. The Lama Meis B'Zayin, so why did he die on 7? Not why did he die on 7, it's the birthday and it's complete. It's like, why did he die on 7? Because once he's living into the next year, if the reason that he can live into the next year is because it's still connected to the previous year, so then he should have another Y Zion. Why not the next 28 days afterwards? And that's what Yerushalmi says, is because now Yeshua's time had come. Once Yeshua's time had come, that was it. There was nothing left to talk about. It's a cute vort, an interesting idea brought down in the Sefer Kemotzi Shalal Rav. Later on in the parsha, the Torah tells us of what's going to happen in the future, and that v'kam ha'am hazeh v'zanam, that the nation is going to, at some point, veer away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this pasuk actually comes up in Hilchos Tshuva. Hilchos Tshuva, again, often learned by people. There are 10 prakim in the Rambam's Hilchos Tshuva. It's probably the most comprehensive work that we have on Tshuva. And this pasuk comes up at the end of the sixth parak of Hilchos Tshuva. So the Rambam writes as follows. Doesn't the Torah tell us Avadum v'inu osam harigazal amitzirun asol surah? Again, the famous question: why is it that the Egyptians are punished if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the Jews are going to be enslaved in Egypt? Uksiv and also says v'kama amazev v'zanach re'elohi nechar haaretz, that the Jews are going to wander after the gods of the land. Harry Gazer al Yisrael lavod kochavim mazalos fallen from it. So why are the Jews punished for that? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's going to happen, that determined their fate. And very famously and very importantly, for this time of year, the Rambam writes, Lufi shelo gazar al yishploni hayadua sheyehu hazona. Ela kol echad ve'echad me'osen hazonim lavod kochavim mazalos ila ratza lavod lo haya oved. He says that we always have Bechira. Every single individual. Paro didn't have to be the one to decide that I'm going to be the one to enslave the Jewish people, and I'm going to be the one who makes sure that the Jewish people suffer. He chose to be that person, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it was going to happen to the Jewish people, but he chose to be the one. By choosing to be that one, he deserves to be punished. And so too, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that in the future, Klal Yisrael are going to veer away, there's no individual can ever claim, well, that's the reason that I did it. Every person is responsible for what he or she does. And therefore, okay, the way of the world is such that it's going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that somebody's going to, or a portion of the people are going to wander away. But we can never shirk our responsibility as individuals by saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who caused me to do it. We each have our Bechira, we each have the Koach to change, we each have the Koach to improve, we each have the Koach to do tshuva and to make the right choices. Just finish up with one vort. We'll come up in Davening and Yom Kippurim. We have the piyut that we say about the Shloshes Remidos. And very famously, again, Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha Shomea Kol Bechyos. We daven in front of you, the one who listens to the voice of our tears. Shetasin Dimaseinu B'dnod Chol Yos. He should put it in our tears in a vessel to last and to be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I pointed out, why the change? How come at the beginning it's Kol Bechyos? That it's the sound of our cries, and at the end it's dimaseinu, that he should put our tears. How come there's a kol for the crying, not a kol for the tears? What exactly is it referring to? So the Gemara tells us in Brachos that even though shari tefila ninnalu, that sometimes the shari tefila may be closed and locked, and the tefilas can't penetrate properly the way we'd want them to. The Sha'arei Dima lo ninu, the gates of tears are never closed. meaning that when our tefillos go up, so there's potential that they're not going to make it where we want them to go, that they're ikuvim, we might have done things wrong that accompany the tefillah. There are different reasons that the tefillos won't end up where we want them to be. But the tefillos which come with the dimma, those go directly towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shlach HaKadosh writes that the Sha'arei Dimaos lo ninalu, and when we see that the Sha'arei Dimaos have not been locked, that's not talking specifically about actual tears. Even if there are times that a person doesn't actually break down into crying, but davens bekol bechi, but the voice is shaken as if one is crying. Again, that it penetrates the being of the person, and then it changes his, even just the voice of how we daven. We daven that crying tone, in that broken tone, as if one's crying. That's also considered to be like bechi u'makabel Hashem yisbarach tefaso, and those tefillos are accepted. How does he see that? Because it says kol bechios. It's not just about seeing the tears, but it's seeing the sound. What's the sound of the crying? It's not just the sound that causes it, of the crying that accompanies the tears, but it's that broken sound, that the kol which accompanies bechi. Kadosh Baruch Hu should accept all of our tefillos over the coming days. We should be able to have the tefillos and the nature of the days penetrate us. And the bechi should be ola to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether actual tears or just the brokenness that we realize, the yoke and the severity of the situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should seal us all for Gemar Chesima Tova, HaKutzke Ben Shtior.